Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Cut me open. Happy Thanksgiving.
Your balls are your man jugs. Because you know how, like, the tits are like, oh, you got some jugs, bitch.
Or
okay.
Are breasts female balls? Breasts relocated.
Is that better? Breasts are
boob
female
sack.
Balls? So when you're sucking tits,
you sucking balls.
You're sucking balls. You're
hey,
sucking
2020,
baby, balls.
Baby, suck whatever you want, baby.
It doesn't even matter.
What's the weirdest thing you've sucked? Don't answer that. All
what
right.
What do you mean? Well, honestly, we both have sucked weird things. You know why? Because we both sucked our own mom's tits. That's fucking weird. That's weird to think about.
I don't know. What
we
does it feel like?
Soy milk out of our own
was
mom's
soy?
Tits.
Is it dairy free?
No, I think it's loaded with dairy.
Is it?
What is it? What is it? Is it Carnation Instant Breakfast? What the fuck is coming out of your mom's tits?
I don't know. Like
love?
Oat milk? Little bit of Chobani just melted up in there?
You like Chobani?
I love me some Chobani.
Is Chobani Greek yogurt?
Chobani is Greek yogurt. But it's got that consistency of like cement,
thick.
You know? And it's like, you just feel manly drinking.
It's pretty thick. What comes out of your mom's tits? What is it? Can you Google?
It's dairy.
It's dairy?
It's dairy. Dairy
Damn,
is anything,
Game
anything
so
that comes out of a anything that comes out of a mammal.
That's so crazy to also call your mom a mammal. What's up, little mammal-ass bitch? Well, you can't say bitch.
You're a mammal.
I'm a mammal?
Yeah.
See, when I think of mammals, I think of sea lions. Or what's the manatees?
Manatees?
Manatees.
No one knows the difference.
Manatee.
Manatee is a sea lion.
A manatee is not a mammal, though, is it?
What the fuck is a manatee?
A manatee is like an android sea lion.
No, a manatee's a fat-ass seal.
Oh, a manatee.
What are you thinking about?
Like a stingray?
Wait.
A stingray?
Yeah, I'm wrong. I know what you're talking about now.
That's the dumbest thing you ever said on the podcast.
Damn.
Saying you're a mammal is weird as fuck. Saying you're like related to like a primate is weird as shit. We're like a bonobo.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
It really is.
Like, we're like a step away from a whole-ass ape.
A manatee is a mammal.
Okay.
They call them the cows of the sea.
Ah.
Oh, those guys.
They just floating. They just out here.
The cows of the sea. Do they have
milk?
They
don't even know they're alive, bro. It's like if you put a drunk friend on a river raft and that river raft just floated. That's them.
Those are the most fun things ever, to get fucked up on the river.
Oh, I almost died once doing that in Chico, California.
I need that story.
Makes sense. So Chico State University, it's just an insane party school. And like 3 of my best friends went there and I would go to visit them. And they had this thing called the float. And you pretty much, that's what you do. They have a giant river and you just get hammered on a river. But here's the thing. When you're on an inner tube, you're sitting. You know when you've had a couple drinks and you go to stand up and you're like, what? And
yes.
You just get that instant blackout.
Uh-huh.
You don't know how drunk you are because you're just sitting, you're peeing, you're farting, you're shitting, you're a little baby on the river, you know?
Yeah.
You got nothing to worry about. All your bladder is just shooting off. And then at the end of this like 3-hour float, I'm hammered. My friend goes, we gotta swim in. The shore's over there. It just goes straight, but the veer off is to the left. That's where everybody like keeps partying. Yeah. I just couldn't swim. I was like, yo, this and I just
You like forgot?
I just like I was unresponsive. Like my eyes
what do you mean?
My eyes were open, but I was just like, it was like he was speaking in subtitles that I couldn't read. I was just like, yeah, woo. And I like he's like, you gotta swim faster. And I was just like doing a very half-ass thing. And then he like grabs me and like swims me into shore. My buddy Alex, legit, I'm very confident he saved my life. And we get to the shore and I'm going to stand up. I couldn't even stand up. I lost my sandals in there and there's a bunch of rocks up front. He gives me his shoes.
What?
This is motherfucking Bear Grylls, the millennial version.
He gives you his shoes.
He gave me his shoes so I could wear them on the beach because I was too hammered to like, like all the rocks like were just throwing my balance off and I was just kept falling.
This guy's a hero.
A hero.
What does he do now? You have an idea?
He's an accountant.
He works at AutoZone or something?
Yeah, he's an accountant, yeah.
He's an accountant. Dude, what a legend.
Yeah, but if you ever need to be saved in a river, just hit up my buddy. And so he like, and then we like didn't know how to get back. Obviously, you don't bring phones with you. You just go on this river.
Yeah.
And this was probably like 4 years ago. And then we just hopped in the back of some random people's like party people's truck and we like got back. I don't know how the fuck. I don't know how I made it home that day.
Jesus, man. You like, yeah, I mean, you for real almost passed
but
away
they stopped,
in a river.
They stopped doing that float because so many people had tragic accidents like that.
What?
It's not a thing anymore. Well, dude, it's like, think about the landscape of this. It's like unlimited alcohol. Everybody's bringing their, it's called the Chico float. Everybody has like their floaties. They bring their coolers. And you can't gauge how drunk you are when you're just floating in the water, you know?
It is. I wonder what that is. Your body gets used to like in a seated position. So then, and then when you stand up, you're like, blood pressure increases or some shit. Yeah, like, why are you more drunk when you're standing
like
up?
Your body just beer bongs it all to your legs. And
that's
like,
blah, 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 blah. I don't think that's far off.
It's just all in your gut and shoots down. I don't know, but like I couldn't swim in, and it was very distinct. I remember like the last second. Well, this is off. Yeah, I remember like where like you had to turn in to the shore where everybody was, but after that it kind of just kept going straight. And it was just like,
where does it go after that? Like
just
down
an
a
infinity
waterfall?
Logo. Just, man, I don't fucking know. It just goes. It's terrifying. It's
isn't
scary.
Isn't it funny that like all movies, when they have that scene where they go, oh no, we missed the turnoff. And it's always this gigantic ass waterfall every time. Every movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Man.
Every goddamn river.
It's hilarious. But I don't know how we got on that topic. But
what were we talking about before? Oh, fucking the first coffee of the day. Dog.
Oh yeah.
First coffee of the day. Fuck.
That little sexy bitch.
I'm out here.
Well, we were talking about it earlier because there's people that are like, I don't do coffee. It tastes all gross. We don't do it for the taste.
Who does it for the taste?
I do it so I can just tolerate my own damn self.
Yeah, you do it to become an adult. You ever try to do a day with no coffee? Fuck the world.
Dude, it's so fucked that you get a headache if you don't have it. Your body's like, we need it. Come on.
It's the only drug where everyone's like, we're all addicted. Yeah, and everyone goes, yeah. And everyone goes, all right, well, let's continue.
Yeah, but when people call coffee a drug, I'm like, you've never been to a frat party, have you?
True. Fucking true.
I don't know. It's just like, it is in a sense because it's an addicting thing.
It's a drug, bro. Caffeine is a drug. I think it depends. Schedule one drug. I don't know.
I think it depends on how you take it. Like, you know those motherfuckers that are like, yeah, I just pop caffeine pills. I'm like, all right, you prefer PCP, but the stock market was a little too high for that today. And CVS happened to have your little fucking jitter. You ever had a caffeine pill?
Yes.
I don't feel normal. I feel like I should be like stealing like hubcaps or just like the little spokes on a like a bicycle.
Yeah, I feel like I'm doing spins, but I'm standing up.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm doing backflips.
It's like Adderall without the focus. You want to go forward.
You ever have like a really low percentage of alcohol in like a drink and you're like, I think I might be drunk? That's what it is, like Adderall to caffeine.
Well, that was like the first time I ever tried like anything CBD. I was like, am I so chilled out or am I just well rested?
I love when you try to force it. I love like take an edible and you're like, I'm fucking hot. And you're like, I don't think I am.
It's like a nibble of a shroom. Just see where I'm at. Well, that was like at EDC? Somebody's like, you got a microdose acid. And I was terrified. I was like, I don't microdose. No. That's too many scientific words I can't spell.
I tried to take acid in Australia and it was in like a little gummy. And me and my boy were so fucking scared that we just split it.
Yeah.
And it didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much was in the gummy, but like not enough to split it. I think you had to take at least like two or three gummies to feel anything.
Yeah.
Shit.
Did you regret not taking a full gummy?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the annoying part.
If you're going to do it.
Do it.
Do it.
In Australia.
Yeah, but dude, I mean,
on acid? Come on now.
You know koalas are always high?
They eucalyptus.
Yeah, eucalyptus make them high as fuck.
Eucalyptus smells amazing. You ever been in a spa that has that shit?
Oh my God.
That's the only reason I'd ever go to an Equinox gym. Equinox, the weight, the shit you use to work out is all the same. It's trash.
It's all the same.
It's all the same.
But what, you know what?
What is it going to jerk me off while I'm doing squats? That'd be nice.
That would be so nice.
You know,
but you would lose focus so quickly. You would go to sleep. There'd be so many people just asleep.
You would just go do like one lunge at Dixon. You're like, all right, I'm good here. So the winter Mormons are so buff. Anyways, docking. Moving on.
Boom, docking.
But yeah, all the nicest shit you realize about Equinox isn't the workout shit. It's just the spa and like the they have a eucalyptus sauna.
Eucalyptus sauna. They also have
you come out that bitch marinated. Whoop, whoop. Somebody better take a bite out of this eucalyptus ass.
Excuse ass bitch. I'm moist as shit. Moist. Cut me open. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, huh? Somebody better butter up this goddamn turkey.
Where's my stuffing? Stuff it back in. You know that you stuff stuffing in a turkey's asshole? Or is that his head? You know when you put
this
stuff...
It's got to be the asshole.
Is it the asshole?
Well, it's...
You're straight fisting a turkey.
It's more than the asshole. You think they just walk around with a foot, an asshole the size of like a Pee Wee League football?
Maybe. That's why I think it's maybe the head. I think they take the... They take the head.
It doesn't look like the head.
Ooh!
Because yeah, so it's too... the wings are facing forward on it. It's the back. It's the caboose for
sure. Oh, you're right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, the wings point in the direction.
Has anyone thought about that? What? Thanksgiving? Happy Thanksgiving? You're cutting into a turkey? 2 hours ago, you were fisting it full of stuffing.
I'll tell you what.
Okay.
You know, you got to butter up the turkey. What if you butter up your hand? Easier access. Goddamn. Oh, speaking of goddamn.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfucking goddamn. All right, so if you're watching this on YouTube, which we love both people who watch audio and visual.
So many people do.
We have goddamn hoodies.
We have goddamn hoodies.
I really didn't sell that. We have goddamn hoodies.
We have goddamn
hoodies.
And
here's the thing. All right, we released them on Patreon on Sunday. Them things sold the goddamn out.
There's none left.
They sold out. So none. What we did, it was like, oh, goddamn, people want the... goddamn merch. So we're going to put the link for the Apple and Spotify in the description, as well as YouTube will be in the description.
The link for the hoodies will be in.
Yeah. So what we're doing is we didn't know y'all really fuck with the goddamn movement.
Stop sharing. My dick spilled on the ground. I need some paper towels. Goddamn coronavirus.
Oh, God. I done nutted in my goddamn hoodie again. That's not a... What do you mean it's not a hoodie? And that's a Snuggie? Well, I done nutted in the Snuggie. Is there a better thing to nut on than a Snuggie? Probably.
No.
I mean...
Is there, though? Probably. Is there something more depressing than wearing a hoodie at 6 p.m.? Nope.
What?
Huh?
Wearing a hoodie at 6 p.m.?
I'm sorry. Snuggie at 6 p.m.
See the motherfuckers at the airport in a Snuggie?
Kill yourself.
You have an hour flight. All right.
Yeah.
That's how cozy you want to get. Remember the guy on the flight this weekend? He was just laying down across
I hated him so much.
Across all three rows.
There wasn't a lot of people on the flight. Okay, fine. Fine. Come back from OKC. Okay, fine. This guy took all three and then just laid out with his... Dude.
You understand what you're laying on? You're just laying on marinated farts. No eucalyptus. You're just laying on shit vape.
And his...
Is that a fart? Is this a shit vape?
Hold the gosh darn phone.
Hold the goddamn phone. Get your goddamn hoodie now.
Get a goddamn hoodie.
I think it is.
And first of all, the goddamn hoodies are all hand-stitched and embroidered.
And it's got
the logo.
On
the goddamn wrist.
You check your wrist and it's a goddamn. You check your left wrist and it's another. Well, it's a watch probably.
Yeah, it's a watch.
But this guy was laying face down and he was one of those guys who like needs to buy a bigger shirt. Because you could just see the little muff. Oh shit!
you almost just throw up.
Maybe I don't know, dude. I don't feel well. But this guy had like his little muffin top showing, and he had one leg laid extended, and one was over. Kind of how my leg is right now. Like he was just so comfortable. I was like, first of all, there's way too much turbulence for you to be comfortable. Second of all, you're just what? That's not comfortable.
Yeah. Also, hey man, you probably have kids. I don't like this behavior. You're a full adult. You can't do this. You can't be just scrolled out or sprawled out.
Scrolled out?
I don't
know. He was a little scrolled out.
He was scrolled out.
Like if it was a picture on a phone and you scrolled that out a little, that was him.
They used to have scrolls.
Oh, they read off of?
What?
Like this shit?
Just have a piece of paper.
You have to open it with like.
You have to do it quickly.
Yeah. Well, you got to do like this.
Yeah, you can't
open it. Both hands going up and down.
And there's got to be some dust coming off it.
Yeah.
Everyone wrote in calligraphy. What?
What do you even put on a scroll?
Calligraphy.
What is calligraphy?
Well, the loop-de-loop language.
Oh, the motherfuckers that like...
It's not cursive.
One letter looks all nice.
Yeah, and it's just a whole... It's like sexy-ass cursive. It's cursive on a roller coaster.
Damn.
It's like...
You think people used to like get that action based on their penmanship?
I think people still fuck off penmanship.
Oh, yeah? They're like, oh, Arthur got that. You see the A in his Arthur?
Fuck!
Oh, no, man.
Yes.
Why does every girl in the world have the same writing? You know what I'm talking about with the S's?
Yes.
The certain type of S? Every girl writes like that, and I'm just jealous. I think that's what it is. I'm jealous because I write like I'm constantly being chased by somebody. It's just like, yeah, here you go.
I write like I'm Michael J. Fox. That's how I write.
You know how they have those animals that are like, they put a toothbrush in their mouth and they're like, look at Jeffrey the giraffe painted something. That's how I write. Like, it looked like I had a big pen in my mouth and just had my hands tied up behind my back. And they're like, you're bobbing for apples. I'm like, oh, yeah. And like, just kidding. Here's a pen and a piece of paper. And I'm like, what?
First of all, those paintings from giraffes and elephants.
Trash.
They're never good. They're never good. They're fucking awful.
Well, it's just because they're doing a human thing as a... Well, it's a mammal to mammal. All right. It's just because they're doing a human thing, but as an animal. But, bro, I'll shit outside. Nobody's clapping for me.
Maybe.
Probably.
I'll clap. If you go outside and shit on a Papa John's box, I'll give it up for you. I'm like, woo, get him. But people buy those goddamn elephant paintings and they hang them up. And the only reason they buy them is so when Ronald comes over with his wife and he's like, an elephant painted that. Shut up, Ronald.
Oh, it's just a flex.
It's just a flex.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, because those can't be cheap. Also, do they give any money to the elephant?
No.
No. Straight rob them.
People are robbing them. You think animals at SeaWorld know that they've made it? No. Do you think they're getting caked out in cash? No. Do they party on the weekends? Do they take antidepressants? Are they hopped up off of caffeine pills?
No. But they take antidepressants. Those goddamn animals are not happy.
They're not.
That's pretty sad, man.
I remember seeing polar bears at the San Diego Zoo, and I was like, y'all need to be freed.
Also, why are you guys brown?
They just weren't. I don't know. I think Coca-Cola really fucked it up for everybody because they thought it was like this, cocaine white little cowboy looking ass polar bear.
Mm-mm.
They look like normal bears.
They look like they'd done rolled around in a ton of dirt.
They look like creme brulee bears.
They're huge, though.
They're massive.
How big are they, Dick? Gabe,
how big can you Google
how big an average polar bear penis is? Because I think they got it. Because there's a ton of animals that are really, really big, but they got little tiny pee-pees.
Really?
Ask me again how big a polar bear penis is.
How big a polar bear penis?
Enough to break the ice.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, Gabriel, you're
and
fired.
By ice, you mean a polar bear's pelvis. God damn, they be fucking...
About 7.3 inches, man. They're not really packing the heat.
Oh, wow. Dude, I was listening to the, I'm reading this anthropology book, and they're talking about, like, in terms of mammals, like, we have the biggest dicks by far. Like, per, like, how size, like, how big are we
fucking
are.
Fucking comparing it to a chipmunk out there?
No, dude, look how big a polar bear. A polar bear's goddamn 15 feet high, only got a 7-inch dick.
It's kind of small.
If you're 15 feet high, a human?
I'm suddenly not as scared, you know? I know they can't understand English, but if a polar bear came at me, I'd be like, get your 7-inch dick out of here.
I know, but
He hears that, he's like, oh, man, come on, bro.
I wish I had a 7-inch dick.
Why don't you become a polar bear?
I think, what if it was that easy? I think
manatees, though, 15 inches.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
That's why they're the fucking...
That's why they're so, like, confident. You ever just see them just cruising through the ocean? They got that big dick energy.
Yeah.
They just shit and then just keep floating next to their shit. They don't care. They're just out here living because they got that fucking 15-inch dick.
If you have a 15-inch dick, you don't need a job.
No.
You just... I mean, what do you do? What do you do? You walk around the streets.
You just go to a mall and be like, y'all ever seen a 15-inch dick before?
They just Venmo you. You can't walk.
Also, why does it not, like, when you see the manatees at SeaWorld, that's number one thing you got to lead with. Don't be like, they're found on the coast of blah, blah, blah. No. Up front, be like, manatees packing that man. You see, bow, 15-inch cock. Come on, I don't care what the fuck, how many times they mate per year. Actually, I do care about that.
Yeah, I'd like, I'd watch that.
Man, how do you ever wonder how animals like do it without like floating away in the ocean?
Oh wow, how
like because we, you know, it's like obviously we ain't moving. Like imagine banging in space. How do you do that?
Carefully.
Yeah, but how do manatees just dock? How do they pull up?
Well, they're not always.
They got a 15-inch dick. They just.
Yeah, I think they.
What do you mean they're not always floating?
What do you mean? They can swim. It's not like they're just floating with no ability to like have movement or like any, you know, they can swim. Man.
You think they can just like coast up, listen, like drop the anchor?
You put Michelle the manatee against that coral. You put her against that coral for a little bit of friction. You could give her that 15-year-old pipe.
Yeah, but coral, you don't want to be fucking on coral.
Yeah, you ever, dude, I fucked my knee up. I landed on coral one time. God,
it's
dude.
Brutal.
Brutal.
Dude. I remember when I was snorkeling in Hawaii, I saw it was like right under me, and I felt like I was fucking like had all those red lasers in the museum under me. Yeah, I was like, don't touch the coral. And also, people are like, don't fuck up the coral. All right, well, don't have coral be so sharp, huh?
Also, we don't need the coral. There's so many things like we need to protect. Why? I don't.
The coral.
What is this?
The
do
reefs.
For us? Dude, speaking of. Yo, well, go ahead.
No, what are you saying?
I was just going to say people are buying toilet paper and there's none in LA, and I'm scared. I was just gonna say
I'm going to Hawaii later on.
What?
That's fine. Yeah, me and my dad are going, and then I'm also doing a show out there in August.
No,
the tickets haven't been released yet, but I think it's August 21st at the Blue Lounge in Waikiki. Schultz just did it.
Yeah. You're gonna go to Hawaii with your dad?
Going to Hawaii. Me and my dad are just going just on some fun shit. You know
what are you guys gonna do?
I don't know.
Coral reef hunting?
Probably.
Is that even a
probably
thing?
Probably look for manatees and compare dicks or something,
dude.
I don't know. Hawaii is dope because, like,
I've never been.
It's like so funny because, like, you can just say, like, it's Hawaii time and be blacked out at, like, I don't know, like 2:30 p.m. and people are like, it is Hawaii time. Like, there's zero expectations out there.
What was that?
That was a fly.
Oh, okay. I thought you had like a little stroke.
No, I had a caffeine pill. I'm seeing monsters in front of me.
Oh my gosh.
No, I don't know. I love Hawaii. I haven't been in like 10 years, but
you've been before?
Yeah, have you?
Fucking wealthy bitch.
You never been?
No, I've never been to Hawaii. That goddamn plane ride. Fuck that place.
The plane ride is.
I mean, the plane ride is 19 hours.
That's the only plane ride where I very carefully listen to. If the sudden plane and the face mask comes down, I'm like, hold on, y'all shut the fuck up. I need to hear this.
Oh, because it's just too long.
Life jackets. Well, it's all over water.
They should just say, listen, if we have engine problems, everyone's dead. Guys, enjoy the flight.
Yeah, but
we're dead. Everyone's dead.
There's a little hope where you're like, nope. How do I Titanic this bitch?
No hope.
I got an iPhone 11. Y'all can't track this shit down.
You ever hit the Pacific Ocean going fucking 800 miles an hour?
What? I would imagine.
Dead.
I would imagine they like coast into it.
Nope, dead.
What if I got a middle seat though?
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, because the side's taking the hit.
The only way that you, if you get a middle seat and you're sitting next to two manatees, and then they kind of use them as like airbags.
You use your fucking dicks as like life alarm or something. What's a life alarm?
Life alert?
I want a life alert.
I wouldn't mind having a life alert. That's so funny to order a life alert as like a person that doesn't need a life alert. Just press it. Hey, what's good, bro? Can I get some pizza?
Are you good there, Seymour? What? No, that's Trevor. I'm good.
I'm straight, bro.
Can I get some Jamba Juice? I was like, I thought your life was online. Well,
I would love some Jamba Juice right now.
I had a smoothie this morning. I'll tell you what. Smoothies are great.
I'm starving, bro. Podcast. I'm starving. Oh, we didn't say this. Also, guys, we have goddamn hats, too. We've got them hats on that link as well in the shop. And also
hats with the logo on it. You're wearing it.
Yeah, the hat that I'm wearing now we have in the store as well. So we didn't tell
merch
you. We forgot.
Popping. It's fire. Like this is legit. I wore it to all the shows in Oklahoma. Fire. First of all the shows in Oklahoma City. Fire. Yo, bars. Gosh. Great. Amazing. I loved it. It was sick. We did 5 sold out shows and then added a brunch show. Michael came through, blessed the stage with his. You already know.
You already know what it is, bro.
That's
he yelled a bunch.
Cock. You opened one of the shows with who trying to suck. What did you say?
I said on the brunch show.
Brunch show, 1 p.m. Sunday.
1 p.m. because wild. It was National Women's Day. So okay. I go, hey, everyone. It's the first thing I said on stage. I go, hey, everyone. Happy National Women's Day. And then I said, who's trying to get their tits sucked?
How did they respond?
Well, there's about 4 people that wooed and everyone else left.
Was it 4 dudes?
I think so.
They're just like, yeah, what, who? Oh, no.
Just a manatee in the corner. Woo!
Just the manager. You're like, sir.
Oh, no.
No, that club was great. All the shows were fantastic. What do you think about Oklahoma?
Dude, I thought Oklahoma was fine. There's no place I go to where I'm like, oh, man, that's different. Every place is the same to me.
Yeah, because essentially you're always performing in the popular part of town.
Yeah.
Had our hotel been an hour deep, in Oklahoma, or we're out there like in the middle of like OKC and Tulsa and just some random little gray area, yeah, then it's gonna be different. For the most part, it's very normal. You don't really tell anything. Like
there were some people that were like straight out from like Oklahoma.
Yeah, motherfucker had overalls on. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. But
I made fun of a dude wearing overalls for 6 minutes. I couldn't stop.
Oh, the guy, yeah, I remember him.
He was so nice and jacked.
Yeah, it's
Can
not
you
really...
imagine fighting him? Like, yeah, what,
anybody
bro?
Anybody in overalls is winning. All
if right? you, on a Saturday night, you sit front row wearing overalls.
Yeah, I remember that dude.
You've been in fights before.
Been in and looking for.
And he's got a manatee dick, 100%.
Oh, bro, you reincarnated manatee. The only time I realized I wasn't in Oklahoma was when we got Mexican food out there. This shit was ass.
Wow.
That place had a line out the motherfucking door, bro.
For ass Mexican food.
You know, we take it for granted in California. Best Mexican food in the goddamn world.
It's so good.
It's insane. It's crazy. It's like, do Californians have a secret that they just don't know about?
Yeah, we let in all of the Mexicans.
Oh, yeah, they ain't trying to live in Oklahoma.
No, I don't think. What? No. Where's Mexico? Well, actually, Mexico's not too far away from Oklahoma, if you think about it logically. I mean, there's a big-ass state in between.
Texas, but it was wild. You know, the Mexican food there was so bad, it made me appreciate Chipotle, and that's saying something.
Real talk.
I love Chipotle, though.
Real talk. Chipotle shitted on that taco place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The tacos that I had... Oh, that's another thing we want to talk about. Tempura versus fried.
What?
Hey, everyone. Same thing.
Is it, though?
Don't say tempura. Your shit ain't fancy. Your shit ain't fancy.
But what's the difference between a tempura and a chicken nugget?
Well, one has chicken in it, and one's just tempura. I think chicken nuggets tempura.
No. Tempura is a type of batter that you deep fry, and it's more bubbly.
I think the batter's the same. Maybe you might have a point where tempura is different than fried because it's more flaky. Yeah. But I'm willing to bet that tempura and regular fried, the batter's the same.
Well, it is funny because people get tempura fried vegetables and they're like, oh, I'm healthy. It's a deep fried green bean.
That's all it is.
It's one green bean.
But I think that's to my point. I think tempura and fried is damn near the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how you cook it is you fry it. But I think the batter's different.
Is the batter different, Gabe? Are you looking it up?
Yeah, tempura is a light batter made from cold water and flour, and then ingredients dipped in the batter and then deep fried. So the batter is different. That's what separates
them. The batter is different.
Yeah, it's like lighter and flakier.
Tempura is hard though. That shit good.
Tempura, yeah, it just has a light little.
Yeah.
Oof.
It's a little graze on the taste bud. A little tease of the little tease of the taste bud. Like, what's up, girl?
Anyway, I got tempura fish tacos. I got tempura fish tacos, and it wasn't gross. It wasn't gross. It was just like so. It tasted like a McDonald's chicken, like a McDonald's fish fillet on a taco.
Well, okay. Here's what I'll say to that.
Well, why don't you give it to me?
What always does this for me, something messed it up for me, is like I asked some guy like how like a fish or some seafood was in a random state when I was on the road. He goes, "There's not an ocean around here." For like 13-hour drives. What do you think? And that was his way of being like, bro, do not get that. It's always weird when you see like we ask for food recommendations in Oklahoma. And they're like, we got a really good sushi spot. It's like, where the fuck are y'all getting ahi out here? They got to fly that bitch in like it's on first class little thought. Are we flying in some?
Yo,
we flying in the yellowtail tonight. We flying in the. Goddamn.
We saw two thoughts that were flown in from Oklahoma to LA on that
one thought,
plane.
Two thought.
You remember there was two different girls in first class that were getting flown over when we were
first class is hilarious.
Well, there's so many that I go, okay, you're getting flown out. Also, what do you do?
Jesus,
how are you in the first?
Bro,
what
if she take off her little Cinderella slipper and she got the feet of Magnesia?
What is Magnesia?
It just came out.
Magnesia?
Milk of Magnesia. I've heard that before.
I've heard that as well. By the way, I just saw an episode of The Nick. It's a Showtime show about a hospital in like the 1900s or whatever. And they were talking about the Golden Lotus. You know what that is?
Sounds sexual.
It is. The Golden Lotus is this Asian dude on the show. A Golden Lotus is like a sexy ass foot.
Yeah, show me that.
He's like, I want the Golden Lotus in my mouth. So I'm going to start calling women's feet Golden Lotuses.
And they're going to start calling the FBI.
So Milk of Magnesia sounds like it would be something, you know, like it cures, you know, whatever.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's for you to throw up.
It's for constipation.
Wait, what? So wait, how did I say it again?
You were in relation to feet.
Oh, she got the feet of constipation.
Right.
Well, the feet are so hot, your body dries up.
That's true. I would put Milk of Magnesia on some feet, bro. Going to town. But
the girl getting flown out. It's just interesting to see because first class is filled with a bunch of like business guys who just rack up their points or just balling on wealth. And right. then it's just like very clearly some girl who's like dipped in head to toe in like Gucci and then just like so much flex. And you're just like, I want that life, baby girl. You ever seen a dude getting flown out? Do dudes get all fancy? I don't want to get flowed out, flued out. Somebody fly me out.
I've never got flued out for shit. Have you ever flown anybody out?
Nah.
I haven't either.
My but buddy does it, and it's wild.
It's crazy.
I'll meet her. I'll be like, oh, where are you from? She's like, Utah. I'm like, hey, you in town visiting? She just looks over at him. I'm like,
huh?
Who gets the air miles on here? Who gets the points, you know?
What type of, but like, that's some just like,
wild.
That's some like amateur prostitution.
Yeah.
I mean, what else is that?
It's,
you get flown out.
You bop it about.
She's probably, she's going to get flown out. She's not really going to pay for drinks or anything like that. And then if you get flown out, you're going to be here for 4 days from Utah. What do you think you're going to be doing when you go to sleep?
It's an all-access pass.
No.
Yeah,
it's, you're putting a golden lotus right in that asshole.
A lot of golden lotus going on.
Yeah.
It's, but it must be cool. If I was a girl and I got flown out, I'm flexing everywhere.
But would you do it, though? Because there's an expectation when you get flued out.
I mean, if
guys,
I was,
we all know it's not flued. It's just fun to say. Is it not flued?
Flown?
Flown out.
Guys, it's flown. Yeah.
Flown thanks, out?
Don't worry, I'll cut this.
No, don't cut.
I'm getting flown out, flued out.
Flued out. Flued out's funnier. I think I'm getting flued out.
I'm getting Uber pooled out, baby.
That is hilarious. That's hilarious. If you fucking Uber pool a girl, yeah. If you get bust out, what type of low class everyone involved in that situation are you?
What's wrong with that?
Huh?
You ain't never had a girl come down on a bus to visit you?
But yeah, but I didn't pay for it.
Oh, you're saying if you're trying to flex, like, if you come through, I got you. And she's like, that's a weird way to spell American Airlines. It just says Greyhound on it. Yeah.
I got points, bitch.
My buddy Mario coming to pick you up.
Can you imagine if you're talking to a girl from like Phoenix, you live in LA, and you just try to Greyhound her out? I mean, what?
There better be a Maserati at the end of the Greyhound.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That's a new level. That's if you're going to fly somebody out, you either got stupid money or you just need to jerk off. Hit that quick, J.O.
Thank you.
Reevaluate your life.
Thank you. And
see how you doing.
And that's why I always say do not jerk off while on dating apps because you will fucking, you'll say yes to everything.
You
got to
nut first, then go on there.
That's what I'm saying. You can't.
You got different standards.
Yes, you can't jerk off while swiping. And let me tell you something. Your boy is a culprit of that a lot.
Or you swipe J-O, then swipe again. What are you saying?
I'm saying I swipe while jerking off, which is a horrible idea.
First of all, great, good for you for multitasking. That's
dude.
You only got two hands. One of them, look at one of them.
Do you know how good I can type my left hand? It's crazy. I am so good at typing my left hand. Oh, dude, I have the phone sort of like.
You jerk up with the phone?
No, let me work.
Motherfucker's a phone jerker.
Yo,
huh?
Let me hold on. First of all, I'm motherfucking the Matrix when I jerk off. Okay, I'm Minority Report.
Why you dodging your own loads in slow motion,
bro? Sometimes.
All right.
You're in VR.
Sometimes. No, this is what I do. I got mad screens up. I got mad screens like I'm trying to hack into the CSI. I have the phone on like on my chest, holding it with my right hand. Right. I got the phone, and then I got the computer out with the porn on it, so I have some audio happening, so I can stay hard with that. And then I'm swiping and messaging with my other hand, so I'm swiping and looking at porn, swiping and looking at porn. It's a really interactive.
You're not jerking off. You're just watching two screens at once.
No. I'm jerking off with my right hand. I'm saying this is the phone. The phone is here. I'm jerking off. Phone's here, right?
Yes.
Computer here.
Yeah.
The only thing free got my left hand.
So are you holding and swiping with the same hand?
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
I guess you could do
holding,
that.
Holding, swiping, jerking, holding.
Hold up.
I got all, dude.
Damn.
I'm multitasking.
I feel like you know how to drive a stick shift car without even learning.
Yeah. That's what happened. you know how stupid I was as a kid? My first car was a stick. And I was so dumb as a kid that, like, I remember when I was 16, 17, I had, like, you know, a cute girl in the car that I liked or whatever. At the stoplight, I would, like, you know, put it in neutral and then, like, slowly, like, caress the stick shift because I thought, like, she would look down and be like, oh, he's trying to fuck. I remember thinking that clearly.
Yeah.
Anybody ask me how many times it worked. Zero.
Anybody with a stick shift in high school had to let people know, right?
Yeah,
they had to. Right?
I didn't know how to drive the first like 2 weeks. So I remember the first time I drove stick shift into my school. I thought it was so dope. Brand new Celica GTS. I'm ooh, fucking hot. And I stalled out 5 times.
Oh, yeah.
Stalled off like in front of everyone. Everyone's like, sick, dude. I'm like, I stalled out so many fucking times.
Jesus.
So embarrassing. Dude, the first day I had to get my buddy to back the car out of the spot I was in because I kept stalling out in front of everybody.
Oh.
Yeah, it was very, very embarrassing.
You got to transfer high schools after that.
I left.
And then if it happened again in a new high school, well, homeschooled.
Yeah, homeschooled. I mean,
your mom's like, nope, not even here. You're like, fuck.
God, my own teacher. Dude, homeschooling is hilarious to me. You ever talk to a person who's been homeschooled?
Yeah, they don't talk.
They, no. Well, they're in prison. They're all school shooters. I can't.
It's just a weird, get out of the house.
You got it. We'll get friends, you know? Yeah, get friends that aren't
really
your sister.
That's what it is, man. It's like you're involuntarily just fucking up your future.
Dude, I talked to a girl who her whole family, she had like 8 kids in her family and everyone was homeschooled.
Well, with 8 kids, that's essentially a school.
Yeah, but it's your sister.
Who wants to go to prom? Everybody's like, nah. All right, shit. Wait, do homeschool people go to prom?
Oh, shit.
Who the fuck?
Maybe.
Hey, mom. She's like, no.
What? Come on.
This is sad all around.
It is. It's like, but she was actually pretty normal. She's actually pretty normal.
Okay. Well, why didn't you marry her? What happened?
Oh, I think I said this. She was a girl. She was a girl on the cruise that I was trying to spit game to, and she was like giving me a ton of rhythm up top. And then, so she was a,
cause she has no social cues. Cause she's never met another human being in her
life.
She
had, yeah, she had no idea. Well, she was pretty normal. But she was a girl that I brought up before where I was drinking a bunch, like waiting for her to be done her set. She was a musician.
Yeah, yeah,
and then she came over to me and we were talking. And then I was like, oh, so like, what are we doing afterwards? She's like, well, I'm actually going to hang out with my bandmates. And I'm like, bitch, I'm wasted right now. It's 3 a.m. What do you think? I'm just sitting there by myself for my own goddamn good. Come on. I'm a manatee.
I'm a manatee, but with like not as much dick.
Yeah, well, just, you know, five of those 15 inches.
Huh? You got 5 of that? Down.
I got 6, bro. It depends on what day it is.
You got 9.5 if you got that goddamn sweater on.
Oh, goddamn. We talking about centimeters? My shit's packing.
Oh, bro. That's literally why I say people in Canada got that fucking bow bow. People in the UK, bow bow.
Oh, right, because they don't measure, they use the metric. Centimeters.
Yeah, they're on that metric system, baby.
That's weird to say. That's weird to like how big, because they would say they say centimeters.
Yeah, maybe. Damn. Yards, metrics, meters.
What's the inches?
Centimeters
would be.
They
even
would
worse.
Say centimeters.
Well, but their miles are meters, right?
I thought meter was like.
No, my
liter.
Liters.
Liters is for volume.
Yeah, but what are you imagine? You told some girl, you're like, yeah, I got 0.4 of a liter. She's like, I don't know.
I can't figure that math
in the fridge.
But maybe that's what you say to confuse her because she don't even know.
Yeah, and then she's don't be doing her metrics and shit.
By the way, girls don't ask
what size.
Girls have never been like, how many inches are you? They always go, let me see it.
Yeah,
but also women, you know, we can do weird ass angles to make it look like you. First of all, I have really skinny
everybody
legs.
Everybody can do angles.
Yeah, I have really skinny legs, so my dick look big on camera. Because I got these skinny ass legs. They don't know how skinny my legs are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I also put it next to like a golf pencil and I go, that's a full size pencil.
This is actually the pencil in the Guinness Book of World Records for biggest pencil in the world. Don't be confused with the guy. Might say Los Angeles Country Club on the side, but it ain't.
It ain't.
It ain't. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Homeschool kids do go to prom.
With who?
Other homeschool kids. There's organizations, usually with like religious conservative organizations.
Oh,
put on
my
proms
God.
For homeschool kids.
That shit's sad.
That shit is called Winter Losers.
There's 14 people there. 10 of them are staff, aka the parents.
9 of them are all cousins. Like,
that's so weird.
It's so weird, man.
God damn. Don't do
just
that shit.
Just a bunch of weirdos eating.
I feel
like
to be homeschooled, you either had to be like a super introverted, like weird kid, or you had to be like the most badass kid ever. Because sometimes kids would start out of high school and then like, oh yeah, Skyler, he's homeschooled now. And for whatever reason, I just picture him doing like push-ups for each equation. They're like, spell tomato. And he's like, T-O-M, heroin. What heroin? And he just keeps doing push-ups.
They're not in prison.
But homeschool,
maybe, a little
bit. When the tough kids go homeschool, it sounds like it though.
I was homeschooled.
You were homeschooled?
I mean, I wasn't. I did independent study. So I was
So you were homeschooled?
But my mom wasn't my teacher.
That's
you know
a
what
calligraphy ass way of saying
it. Oh, my friend did independent studies. It's just like you go
once a week, you meet with the teacher, you get a packet of work to do, and then you go home and do drugs.
I was going to say, the people I know that did independent studies, that was the syllabus. Yeah.
Hold on. So I'm so confused, Gabriel.
Yeah.
So you did independent. So you were in high school.
I was in regular high school for a year. And then I was like, I don't want to be here every day. And so I moved to independent study, where it was like, I would just go once a week to a different school and like get a packet of work to do.
A different school every week?
No. The same school. Just okay. A different school. But I would go once a week, meet with like a teacher, and they would be like, all right, this is, so I would choose which classes I would taking. They would give me like packets for each of the classes. Like, here's a history packet, a math packet, a, you know, English
how do you
packet.
Learn?
Yeah, who teaches you?
I mean, you kind of like, you have reading that you have to do, and then the packets kind of like walk you through lessons. And then what you're supposed to do is go once a week and like talk to the teacher about the shit that you were reading, basically.
So basically, the school system was failing you because you weren't doing any of this.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing it. I don't remember.
It's like bagging your own groceries, though, if you think about it. This is very hands-on.
It was cool too. I ended up graduating early because it was like you can go through that shit super fast if you don't have to be at the same at the same level with other people. That
it's pretty easy when no one's giving you a test.
No, you had to take tests.
What, at home with the book?
Actually, I don't remember. No, maybe I took tests there.
True. It's really easy to do well because there's only one. You're like, I finished, talk my class. Also, it's just one person.
I did get student of the month one time.
How did you all not?
Well, guess who?
How did you not?
You
get
and the
it every
gopher
month?
In the corner?
Yeah, I think it was against me and like the other kids that my one teacher would meet with. So like me and maybe 10 other kids. But I was real proud.
Did you flex?
Yeah, well, yeah, flex.
You dumbass 9 other kids.
So how did you go to winter formal? Or prom, whatever the fuck. Did you go?
I was back and forth from independent study to regular high school. So I went to my junior
prom.
God,
dude, your parents were so proud.
Oh, come on, man.
You said, come on.
That sounded sad. That sounded sarcastic.
It was very sarcastic, but he has a great relationship with his family now. Look at him. He's killing his fucking life. I wouldn't have said it. I wouldn't have said it if his fucking parents hated him right now. He has a good relationship with his family. Please tell me you have a good relationship with your family. Yeah, all right, cool, cool. See, we're good. Why are you trying to make me feel like shit?
This game's the last guy.
I love game. Dude, that was a little preview for the interview we're going to do in 300 patrons.
Yeah, that interview is wild.
Dude, Gabriel has so much shit that's just fucking crazy.
It really is. It might be like a 3-hour interview.
Like, I think 6 hours. We're going to hold two might Joe Rogans.
Yeah, we're going to hand him Joe Rogan for this shit. Big, yo, the boy is yours.
Gabe, how big is your dick?
It's like in between a polar bear and a manatee.
Talk.
Damn.
What?
That's heat.
I could see that. I could see Gabe.
No, it's totally not true.
Cause Gabriel is not like a tall jack dude, but like
jack dudes are jack because they got a small dick.
I don't think so, dude. I played football when I was a freshman. These motherfuckers walk around with a sinos para quien no protos.
They got that manatee hog. Now, who had the big manatees?
Manatees. No.
Manatees.
Manatees. You are manatees. Right. Who's? Can you look up what animals got the longest?
Yeah. Let's
see. What do you think? What's your guess?
Oh, it's good. My guess. I want to say a giraffe. Like an elephant, because that like makes more sense.
It's got to touch the ground.
You ever think a giraffe ever fuck with his neck? Because that shit, oof.
Well, the female giraffe could take that shit down the neck. Or a male giraffe too. Whatever way you go in that little zoo out there, bro, they got that neck. Imagine an animal getting topped off by a giraffe, and then the giraffe, who can now speak English for this scenario, is like, damn, I felt that shit in the back of my neck. Would you not be geeked up?
Oh my God.
I'd be like, oh, hold up.
It's gotta be a manatee.
I mean, anytime you get topped off, you get a little bit of dumb skin and you could hear the gag and you're like, but it ain't even all the way in here.
How the fuck? You ever have a girl?
Y'all got mashed potatoes in your mouth? What? You said, is it in the back already? Y'all be chewing on a Salisbury steak back there? What y'all got going? Y'all be eating on a McMuffin?
Yo, you ever have a girl take it and you're like, how is it so easy?
What?
Like, she takes like the whole thing in her mouth. Like,
quick, different.
Just like, whole, and just like, whole swallows it whole. Like, what type of snake behavior is this?
Well, what it does is it just blows past. What's the little things? The tonsils?
Larynx.
What's the thing that hangs down?
tonsils.
Yeah, it just beats the shit out of tonsils. Like, move, bitch.
Well, you got to be like, you got. Sometimes I just I tap the head and I go, you have tonsils or no? you got tonsils or no? Just it's just like one whole like, huh? It's just like the first like thing, and then hold it, like, and you're God like, damn. Where? How?
I tell you what?
I tell you what?
I'll be impressed as shit.
Me too.
I'll be like, yeah, we've been to the moon. That's cool and all, but like, we got electric cars, I guess. But you ever seen somebody wah 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 wah?
It's always a wah wah. It's always two. It's always the first, huh? And then the second one is like a dog.
I'll get out of checkbook. Are you okay? Right away. I bet. I know we dating and all, but like, yeah. What, how much you need?
Every single time I just call my father, I go, God damn. Oh fuck.
So biggest animal dick is a blue whale.
That makes sense.
But here's what's crazy.
By the size of like a life jacket.
The animal with the craziest junk to body ratio.
Word.
Is barnacle. You know the thing you scrape off of a boat?
A barnacle. Barnacle's got that heat.
Yeah.
A barnacle?
A barnacle's
got that barnacle.
Can be up to 50 times the length of its body.
What?
Wait.
Where does it go?
Hold on. Our sea urchins is covered with dicks. You know, maybe they're just that's it. But it's all dicks.
No, but a barnacle's on a.
Where do barnacles store the penis?
That's what I'm saying. Is it like an Inspector Gadget where?
Like at night, Toy Story pops out.
50 times. Can you imagine if your dick was 50 times the size of you?
What do you mean? Imagine.
You gotta hit it on that.
No.
Yeah.
45.
Good job.
All right.
Yeah, so the barnacle's dick reaches out of its shell and transfers its sperm to a female neighbor.
Can you imagine
how?
If you're
like
in
it's airdrop?
No, can you imagine if you're in your own apartment fucking someone, you're in 4B, you're fucking someone in 4C?
Bro.
Just from your bed, I'm tired. Whatever, and you just it goes fucking what?
That shit's gorgeous.
That's impressive.
No wonder they just locked down on a boat. They ain't gotta go anywhere.
They can just fuck the neighbor.
Bro, they can fuck right there.
That's insane.
That's crazy. Good, you're knocking on the door. Who is it? That's another dick. God damn it, Jeremy. Put your goddamn dick away. Okay.
I just want to invite you to prom.
How do people measure a barnacle dick?
Yeah, what type of weird ass job? You went to college for so long and you're measuring barnacle dicks?
I'd be kind
That's
of stoked,
your job?
Yeah. If I found that out and I was a scientist, I'd be like, I think I got something here.
Who named animals? Who named an animal? Who looked at? I mean, this is sort of a bit. Who looked at a sea lion and was like, "That's a sea lion." Who looked at a whale and was like, "That's a whale." Is it all like Ronald Whales? Like, that's a whale.
I don't know.
And Steven Sea Lion. That's a sea lion.
I mean, who named anything?
That's what I'm saying.
Who named a chair a chair?
Who named a raspberry a raspberry?
Me.
Did you name a raspberry?
I did.
Do you get money for that every single time? You know what
Royalty.
I mean?
Royalty. Well,
that's what I'm
saying.
It's
the same shit when people name stars. I'm like, somebody is just racking off dough. Like, just being like, yeah, that shit up there, that's yours. And then they sell the same star to 5,000 other people.
What, but it's a genius idea.
It's amazing.
You know who came up with that? A Jew.
Shut up, my people, dog.
Yeah, Scooby.
It's just so funny to be like, when does that ever come into play? You know how you're saying like, oh, a giraffe painted that painting. It's the same context of a flex where you're like, oh yeah, that star. Yeah, right over there. You see it? You see, yeah, that's me. That's all me. She's like, I'm fucking. Bro, also, you don't need a certificate to tell her that.
All you can do is just point to one and be like, that's mine.
Also, how sad is your life where your wingman is a fucking flaming ball of gas in
you
the sky?
You independent study fuck.
I may be homeless, but goddamn, look at that motherfucker's bright.
Let's get into some questions.
Yeah.
Let's do it, bro.
Kiki, and you love me. Are you riding? Go buy our goddamn merch.
Goddamn.
Because it's out now. Like it's out
now. And for real, guys, get it quickly because the Patreon shit, it literally, I'm not shitting you. We put up the store at 8:30 and it sold out at like 12. It's like 3 hours it all sold out.
Yeah.
So
also,
get it quickly.
Yeah. I mean, just a quick little flex for the Patreon members. They get half off. If you sign up for the tier $10 and up, but we also have a $5 tier that gets you a free video per week, and they get the merch drop sooner too. So
they get merch drop and they get motherfucking.
Think about the last time you spent $5 on some dumb shit, been like, I could have got next episode per week and that new merch drop early. What was the last dumb $5 you spent?
I mean, today. Like today.
Oh yeah.
Every time I go into 7-Eleven, I spend $7
every single time. Yep.
A 5-hour energy, a banana, and a granola bar. Seven.
You know how long that lasts? 45 minutes. And you're like, I need more.
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 I'm already tired. And I just took the 5-hour energy. This 5-hour energy shit is like is getting. I'm like, I'm so used to it.
You need caffeine pills, strawberry, watermelon. Who the fuck you think you are?
Oh man,
Beyonce.
I'm Donatello.
Who's that?
Ninja Turtle.
All right.
What?
Where are we?
I don't know.
We got a Sock Talk question. This comes from _ Grant Bailey, who says,
Grant Bailey.
Real talk. Player. Did you or did you know any of anybody who jerked off in the school bathroom?
Yeah.
Me, motherfucker. So many times.
Yeah, I didn't, but I know people that did.
You did not?
No.
You're a loser, dude.
What? I was homeschooled, bro.
Yeah, dude, the first time I ever did it, I was in detention. And my buddy and I got
high. Well,
that
makes sense.
Yeah, my buddy and I got high as shit because we're dumb as fuck. And when I get high, I get really horny.
That high nut be something different.
Oh, my God.
That high nut is...
What is that?
It's like, God damn.
You ever eat a Cinnabon when you're high?
Probably.
That's what it feels like when you
coming out your dick.
Does that make sense?
That's what Cinnabon icing is made of. It's purely stoned bakers in the back.
Oh, my God. When was the last time you had a Cinnabon?
I can't.
Well, now. But when you never had a Cinnabon your whole life?
I have. Oh, yeah. I don't know. They're just the funny part is they're always in malls. And it's like the middle of the day. It's like Saturday, 3 p.m. Somebody's like, I want a goddamn Cinnabon.
Oh, my God. I love it.
That'll just put you down.
I mean, your day's over.
It's just deep fried Xanax in a sense.
Yeah. I mean, you
it's
eat it.
It's wild that like people just like, it's just like, you know, when you work places that you get employee benefits, like if you work at a Cinnabon, your benefit is just more Cinnabons.
That's it.
Which is great. But you're also like, how many fucking days in a row can you go where you're like, yay, another Cinnabon for lunch? Oh,
can you imagine being hungover as fucking and working at a Cinnabon or like a Bath and Body Works? You got to walk in that shit. Ugh. Dude, I worked at a pizza place one time and I shit you not. It's exactly what you said. I shit you not. After me working there, I had so much pizza.
Yeah.
That for, I mean, dude, I don't think I had a slice of pizza for like a year.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's vile to me.
Oh, God.
But yeah, to answer your question, me. I jerked off in the stall, I mean, not a ton, but I would say maybe 3 times in high school. It's not a ton. But you knew people who did?
Probably.
How did you know? Did they
people
finish and then?
Know. They come in, they dap you up, and they're like, guess what I just do with that hand?
And you go, yeah, you go, I know. It's my hand smells like semen.
Yeah, exactly.
Semen.
Cinnamon.
Semen. Semen.
Cinnamon?
Who named semen? What?
Down a
sea? Who named that? Semen.
A pirate. Because he's a seaman. Comedy. Hold up.
All right, let's do another one. This comes from CJ Persley.
Okay.
Music during sex or no?
Nah, I don't like it.
I don't like it either because it puts me in the mood of the song. If you put like some Boys to Men on, I'll fall in love with a bitch. And I just
that
met her at
true.
The club 14 minutes
that
ago. And I'm like, I think we're in love now.
I just started thinking about time. I'll be like, okay.
Ooh, yep.
You know, if it's like 2 songs in, I'm already starting to feel that. I'm starting to feel that bottle rocket pop off. If I'm feeling that Cinnabon, about a Cinnabon. I'm only two fucking Lil Pump songs in. That's fucking what, 34 seconds?
At most. Lil Pump don't give a fuck. Lil Pump just leaves the studio and the producer's like, Lil Pump
is
not good.
We need a second verse. He's like, just re-loop it, but like put it in Spanish and then like cursive. No,
yeah,
it's a hit.
Just go like this a bunch. And that's good. We're good.
Yeah, I don't like
hit.
It. It just puts too much time on. And like you said, that's smart. But like if some Party Next Door comes on, you're like, well, looks like we having a baby.
It really does, man. It's the same thing as like when you watch a movie and you want to like do what's in the movie. Like that's what happens to me when I'm listening like to like, you know, Boyz II Men or fucking or like, you know, Party Next Door or whatever. It really does. It like makes the sex like more sensual. Like I'm in like the moment of like listening to Khaled or whatever. And I'm just fucking in it.
Oh, they said DJ Khaled.
No,
like,
no.
Yeah, I'll be fucking in that.
How
too.
You pronounce his name? Khalid? Is that what
Khalid?
You say?
Khalid.
Khalid. Yeah.
I think
yeah.
So.
But yeah, I don't. Yeah.
So you could fuck to like These Boots Are Made for Walking. But
that's it's a rain.
Probably it.
Yeah.
Cause
ooh,
feet.
Cause feet. I got it. My
yeah,
bad.
Yeah.
You talking about the Golden Lotus?
Yeah, the Golden Lotus.
Guys, I need everyone to address me as the Golden Lotus now.
What is my phone actually? Damn, squirrels always just be looking for that nut if you think about it.
So you're saying that we just squirrels? Is that what you're saying, Trev?
Wait, that's crazy.
We're squirrels.
Squirrel. Squirrels be horny as fuck. Their tails are always erect.
Does that mean they're horny?
It's gotta mean.
It's do like, squirrels have penises or their tails have penis?
I don't know, but I think their tails are like, you know, when you get mail, they put the thing up. I think that's like them being like, you got mail, and then be like, it's up. Like, yo, I'm ready to fuck.
What's more depressing than going to your mailbox expecting mail and there's no mail? I feel like a loser when I go to my...
bro, that could be a TV show on its own.
Yeah.
There's people just going...
okay, you're expecting a check?
Or you ever get such bullshit mail, you just leave it in there and close it?
Of course, all the time.
Be like all these coupons from like Ralph's. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Who the fuck? Shut it back. Listen. Which also, point of view from the Ralph's coupons, like, oh man, come on, bro. Get me out of here.
Yeah, it's hot in here, dude. It's so hot. Who uses coupons? Zero people. Stop sending them to me.
No.
Literally, if there was a coupon that said buy one, get one free chickens, I wouldn't use it.
No.
Who the fuck?
Well, it's like when you see somebody pull out coupons at a grocery store, you're furious. You're lying like, oh, this motherfucker wants to save 32 cents on celery. Get the fuck out of here. I will give you 32 cents.
Yep, I will flamethrow you. I swear to God.
That's the initial reaction. I'm like, no, don't cut all out nicely.
Dude, when we were in OKC, remember where I was getting a Fiber Energy at the fucking gas station? Oh, there was a dude in front of me that didn't know how to use the chip thing. And I'm not shitting you. He was there for a good 2 minutes trying to figure out. And I was almost like, I will buy everything that you have if I can go first.
Oh, yeah.
It would just move. Yeah. Move. He's like, I can't even figure this out. Goddamn robot and shit. Won't even take my goddamn chip.
No, it's based on like technology. I was like, sir, this didn't start today.
It did not start.
It's been out.
He just takes his banjo out, starts playing. Bitch, move.
Just such a funny visual. So you have to insert the card. Well, I don't know. Ba-ding, 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 ba-ding. Oh, my God. It still doesn't work. All right.
Hold on. They don't make this work. You don't understand.
It made my wife work. They're like, shut up, dude.
You don't have a wife. It's a fucking blow-up doll.
It's a ferret.
It's a bunch of bees. You're trying to fuck a bunch of bees, sir.
Honeycomb, though.
Oh, yo. Have you ever had just straight honeycomb cereal?
Yeah.
I put my dick in a hole. Okay. What's moving next?
On.
All right, let's do a secret sock.
Okay.
This is an anonymous listener who says, I once jacked off using my grandma's iPad to watch porn.
Hmm. All right, just as long as it's not Golden Girls, we're good. It's a little weird. Because you know, because grandmas have a certain stench. Not a stench, that sounds aggressive. A certain smell. So you know for sure that the thing, it smells like Bengay and lavender.
I think it's more...
You know what I mean? Like the whole, the iPod, you can smell your grandma. I think
awkward part would be like the next morning, you like walk out and she's just on there like playing Scrabble with her like best friend. She's like, hey, honey, could you show me how to... The home button's not working. It's stuck. Could you show me how to... Maybe it's a new upgrade. What? There's a little something in there. It's probably just some cinnamon. Let me lick it out. Grandma, no!
And then she's like, you know what? Let me just go to Safari.
Yeah! I wanted to order something from the store. What was that place called? Pandora's Box? No, what was it? Started with a B. I just wanted to browse. B-R-A. No! Yeah.
Dude, yeah. It's. I think more so... That thing that you brought up where like you walk into the room and she's like with her friends and she's playing like bridge on the thing. You know what I mean? And then you're like, you feel,
feel it.
Ugh.
You know?
And the filth that you used. What is that? Is that a natural thing that hold the shame that you feel? Like that's a biological response after you come. So it's like, Doug, what is that?
Like, what am I doing?
But like, why are we set up like that? Why are our bodies set up like that?
Why do manatees got the biggest dicks, you know?
You know what? I'm a barnacle.
Barnacles got it locked down, bro. They're literally locked down or whatever they're at. And they're like, I'm staying here.
They don't have it. You honestly,
they're like,
bro,
protesters with big dicks.
You know,
I ain't going anywhere. Y'all got to chisel me off. I'll fight you with my dick.
You know what's funny about barnacles? They're always working. Take a day off.
Hold on.
Okay.
You didn't watch SpongeBob growing up.
No. You bring up SpongeBob so fucking much, dude.
Because that's my childhood. Okay. And anybody listening, also their childhood.
My bad.
But there was two like superheroes, and there was Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy. The Barnacle Boy just got that fucking heat. He got that fucking bow bow. He got that 50 times cock. That was his power?
50
times? Which one was Barnacle Boy, the one with the one of the face?
Dude.
I mean, I'm a type of barnacle boy, and I hope anyone doesn't
really
show up.
I don't think anyone's really appreciating what 50 times.
First of all, how the fuck do you spell barnacle?
Buddy, you're asking the wrong person.
Wait, is barnacle the boy the one with the big nose?
Yeah, bro. Is that his? Barnacle boy, look at that nose, bro. Barnacle boy, look at that nose. Bro, that's a cock.
I can see the balls. Wow.
Barnacle Boy
dude,
is...
Look, his eyes are the balls, and his nose is the dick. Wow.
Bro, we just found out some shit that's going to blow people's minds on Twitter. Be like, childhood ruined. Whoa. Dude,
Yahoo.
Barnacle Boy. Look at, bro, he's fucking, dude, look at the size of his nose. It's because the creators of SpongeBob knew that barnacles had that 50 times penis, and they just gave him, there's no reason that they need to give a superhero tiny ass legs like that, but make his nose packing fucking heat.
Also, why is his arm so small? Usually, if they draw a superhero, his arms are jacked and his legs are skinny.
Bro, I mean, he looked like half the people we met in Oklahoma City right there. He got one tooth and his nose is
touching
his chest.
Dude, that's the guy that was in front of me at the gas station.
Bro, Barnacle Boy for sure got a fucking pipe.
I don't. What did he do? What did he
pipe, bro.
Fam.
But Mermaid Man built like a manatee.
Oh my god! Merman hasn't seen his penis in 11 to 12
Merman
years.
Merman Man built like every guy who goes to IHOP and complains about the service.
He built like a kiwi. Remember?
Can see that.
Remember?
You know what a kiwi is?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know,
you learn. You live,
I did.
And you learn.
So I looked at a picture after we talked about it.
Merman Man got a bra.
Let me see. Yeah, I mean, why is he covering his tits? He's had a shirt on. Yeah. Is his nipples exposed?
I don't know, but he's wearing slippers.
Let me see.
This guy's not fighting shit. Coronavirus could take this guy out with one.
What is on his
sneeze.
Face?
It's a
coronavirus mask?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's a starfish.
What type of superhero does have a starfish
on his face?
He's
smelling the inside of a starfish all day.
He's sucking a starfish's dick with his nose. Damn, that sucks. Well, that's a good way to end it.
All right. Yeah.
Guys!
I think so. Get the merch. See me in Tampa, March 24th. One show. Dude, that's everybody like, come to Florida. Look, I'm trying to do a Florida tour, but for now, I'm just dabbling in Florida. See how much Tampa I can handle. I heard they got strip clubs out there. March 24th.
Guys.
Pull up with a barnacle in your mouth.
Oh, first week of April. I think it's April 3rd and 4th, I think. I'm going to be in Lincoln, Nebraska. Come out. The show's going to be bananas. Guys, also get the motherfucking merch.
Get
also,
that goddamn merch. Hold up.
Also, guys, we love you, man. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Go on iTunes, rate, and review. It really motherfucking helps us motherfucking out. Guys, we love you. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.